Ben Yitzchak?
William Ben William.
William Ben, it says Yitzchak Ben William. I don't know where it got it from.
Long story, I can give it to you sometime.
Doesn't make a difference. Was Echonishmas William Ben William. On the day of his yahrzeit, may the learning be as chus for his neshama, sponsored by his family. See, I was misupik how to read it, Yitzchak Ben William Ben William Ben Yitzchak, but we're going to learn this week that in Yavon, they used to write the other way, so we'll see. Okay.
Rav Moshe Paskin, Rav Moshe apparently Paskin, it's a better thing as someone called up in Aliyah with a Hebrew name. There hasn't been a Hebrew name in my family since the mid-19th century. So.
Okay, Katsur B'Teichai, we're starting in Peidah on his base. Katsur B'Teichai, two dots, about 15 lines up. Amar Rav Safra Katsur B'Teichai Tanan. The only problem is if it's written into the get. That's what the Mishnah says. When is there a difference between whether he says it or writes it is only after the Tairav, the main part of the get. But I would think that if he does it before the Tairav, so the get is being written that way. So therefore it would be puzzle, even if he speaks it out about Peh. Kamash Malan did not. Rabbi Amar Loishna Alach. Rabbi says, no, there's a difference because before the if he says it before the Tairav, the get is being written the way he said it, and therefore it's not Lishma. It's Chsar in the Lishma. Vas Rabbi Lathamed, Amar Rabbi Lahan the Kasta Giti. Shas Kasuka Labal, keep the husband quiet. At the Kasisula, the Tairav the Gita, until you write the Tairav in the get. Turn around, Adam.
Now, condition with
that
asterisk that at the time he gives
her
the mystery, he still has to tell her.
Hariyat Matar
Lachol
Adam, right.
Why isn't that Lashma?
Because Lashma means without any restrictions in the get. Okay, let me just say this way. Maybe I used the wrong word. It's a chsar in the get, in the garishim part. Because the garishim is being written chutz or almanas, whatever way you want to learn. So I think about
the condition when he's writing it, he says it and he just. And then changes.
The question is when the cipher wrote it.
Right.
If he's writing it that way, he's not writing it L'Shem Gerushin.
But he's not writing anything different.
Doesn't make a difference, but since the command was that way, that's how he's writing it. That's his mindset when he's writing it. Ain't a place of b'ksav. Chutz the apostles when he gives it to her, apostles when it's written. A manas, which doesn't apostle when you give it to her, does not apostle when it's written. And Rebbe said, not true, anything written into the get is apostle. Amr Abzerim, Achlegis of Nair Tairiv, the Rebbe said, 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 Rebbe said,
Rebbe said, Rebbe
said,
Rebbe
said, Rebbe said, Rebbe said, Rebbe said, one and two are the same question on the test. The answer is, I was learning one is going on the Mishnah, which talks about chutz. And number two was talking about manas. But my mistake, because Rashi translates one as a manas too. So one and two are one question.
But again, this second question, isn't it about writing it and not alphabet?
That's talking about writing it into the get, correct.
Yeah, so your question was a manas without unwriting it.
My mistake. Takeaway question two or one, whatever you want to do. I'm Rabbi Zayin Machlokes of Nair Tayyar. Rabbi Zayin Gazin Amanasa Tuchot. Rabbi Zayin Tayyar Gazin Amanasa Tuchot. You don't make the Xero. Avalacha Tayyar of the Rakhal Kasher. The Masisin Dikhana Kisu Vikinu Bechutz. Ava Amanasa Lepasu. So he buys same with Nair Tayyar of Rabbi Zayin, who never mind an Amanas. He buys same with Lacha Tayyar of the Divri Akhal. Because Rebbe wouldn't make the Gzera after Tairav. That's what Reb Zera says. Rabbi Amar Machlokes Lacha Tairav. Rabbi is Tairav Gazinu Atul Lefnei Tairav. Rabbi Amar Tairav Gazinu Atul Lefnei Tairav. Av Lefnei Tairav Divako Apostle. Masnis Nikoni Kasu Lekun Bechotz Amanas Lai Apostle. Acha Tairav Rabbanon. He is going after the Tairav and it's going like the Rabbanon. Tana Avod Rabbi Amar Kamei Reb Zera Kasu Get Al Sinai Divako Apostle. Divako Apostle Va Miflik Pligi. Don't Rabbanon say it's Kasher. After the Tairav, then everybody would agree it's kosher like Reb Zera. That's Reb Zera Shita. Why couldn't Reb Zera answer that this Harizei Apostle is going like Rebbe who apostles? So the Gemara, I'll tell you why. because Tana Divrei HaKol Asnei, he remembered the words Divrei HaKol. Kashim Apostle Mikhlevoi, Arzeba Divrei HaKol Le Mikhlevoi. The words Divrei HaKol have to remain. You don't forget those words when you learn a Braisa. He excludes people that you can't get married because they're ergo. That's not called an exclusion in the get because marriage doesn't apply to those people anyway. Those are illegal, but they're valid. So therefore, he is restricting it. Pasul is pasul.
Here you mean Ella means chutz? We say Ella.
It can mean chutz, yeah. Ella means chutz. That's like last Mishnah. Ella means chutz.
But it doesn't mean, so he's not talking about the suing then. We had that whole thing with
no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Almanas and chutz have two different...
Chutz means he didn't divorce her vis-a-vis that person.
Are they, and if they have a relationship?
Depends if he said chutz min it's the one or chutz mi bi. That's all he said.
Is he not talking about the
suin
here?
He said chutz. It's all he said. Don't think about it to close the ratio of asuya shah krav increases. When it says in the beginning, the chol of them, where's the close of the ratio? Kol Misha ain't all of Kedushin. That includes all Chayva Krisis. Kol the Sefer that says Kol Misha yesh all of Kedushin. Asuya Shah Chayva Lavin. My name is Yavin Vesini Mishadin. My name is Rav Merav Nachman. Chutz mi Kedushin Katan Mahu. What if he says Chutz from the Kedushin of a Katan? Mi Amin Hashtim Yilab Ravayahu. It's not excluding anything because he's not a Bar Kedushin at this point. Adum Asa Lechal Avayah, he will come to Kedushin one day and therefore that's called an exclusion. A ketana misgareshes with kedusha avia. A ketana can be misgareshes with the kedushim of her father. That means even though her father made a biblical kedushin, she can be misgareshes. But the problem is, gerushim requires of a yatsa v'hoysa, an ability to get divorced and then remarry. This girl can't remarry. Teret says, one day she'll be able to remarry. That's called able to remarry. So therefore, we consider the future kedushin as a shiur. He's leaving it over in his get. It's good enough to satisfy the Torah requirement that he should be able to remarry by the fact that you one day will be able to remarry. What if he says, besides people that will be born in the future? At this point, she can marry anybody alive. It's going to happen. They could change and become gerim. Something more is a difference. The Eved Levi Kachavim aren't necessarily naturally going to become gerim or free. There will be babies born. Her sister's husband, who at this point is an erva, but if her sister dies, he would become mutter, and by saying chutz, you're excluding him. So the same thing. We don't take future into account. Death, unfortunately, is more common than geres. What if he told her you can marry anybody, but you can't be mezana with anybody? Is that an exclusion in the get? The suur halishayer, adumba shayer bebiya. But he said, what did he mean? What does he mean? You can't marry your father? Of course, there's no such thing as nisuin with a father. He's saying you can't be mizana with your father. Because they're not allowed to be mizana with her anyway. It's chayv krisus. But for anybody else, it would be considered leftover in the get. Because it can't be marriage, because there is no marriage, Laba Lovicho. And for the Gemara, Duma ben Esuun Dover Vintzev. They went through the motions. He said, besides your father and my thing, meaning you can't, the motions of marriage is excluded. I mean, you can't go through the marriage. But Enochanami, maybe it's Nus by itself would not be a share. Yeah, we have music, photographer. K cater bill.
Got it.
Right there. Dr. Gemayvaita, chutz mishalayka darka, mahu. Said you can't live with a person shalayka darka. Kedarka loishayar dum mishkim yishiksev. That's part of being able to be married, meaning a woman has two mishkavas and he's leaving over one of them as still married to him. Chutz mafaras nederecha, mahu. But as soon as loishayar, she can marry anybody. Dum yishik can marry yishik frenuksev. The way Rashi learns, he's not letting her second husband be made for Nadarim. He's infringing on his marital rights. Is that called chutz? Chutz mitrumasech nahu, that you shouldn't be able to eat truma if you marry a kayan. Now, this is a problem because she's a grusha anyway and she can't marry a kayan. If she does, she's a chalala. That's why Tysus learns it means he's trying to retain the rights. He should still be able to eat truma as his wife. Not he's blocking her from the second husband eating truma. But he's trying to retain.
He's a
Kayan. He's a Kayan, right. Because the Rashi is trying to swear. She's being Megarisher. She marries a Kayan, she's a Kalala. She can't eat Truma. Mao, but it's soon as Shire, Doma Kinyan Kaspar Ksiv. And there's still a bond called Kinyan Kaspar. We're going to Rashi, he's restricting the Kinyan Kaspar of the second husband. Again, Benesuun Holy Shire, Domilishera Vyarashaisa. Yerusha is a husbandary marital thing. So there is a left, there's something being left in the bond of marriage. Mahu. You can get married to anybody, but not with a star. Now, after the Makaris Lamakasabia, there's no restriction. When he divorces her, she has to be able to do all forms of Kedushin. By withholding one of the forms of Kedushin, it's still considered a shear in the get. Teiku, all the shilas remain. Teiku. Dr. Mishnevait, Gufa shall get. The main part of the get is Hariat Mutaris Lokalodom. You are Mutar to everybody. You also have to add the words Vedain, because if Yehuda holds, then you can't look at a get and try to figure out, is this the divorce or is this a proof of divorce? By writing Dain, do you have a chaminoi, you are saying, this is the bill of divorce. Without that, yes, you'd figure it out, but you wouldn't see it in the star. If you die in Shema Chichas, it's not clear. This. This should be from you to me, from me to you. Sefer Terechon, a scroll of abandonment. Banishment, I'm sorry. Vigaris Hukim, a letter of abandonment, Viget Paturim, and a bill of release. Lamahach, the Hisnasvot, you should be able to go and marry. The whole Gvar, the Siatsun, to every man that you want to. Guva Shoget, Chichur, Harat, Paschayr, and Ariat, Latzmacha. What is the Guva of a Get Chichur? You are free, you are your own. Telling your wife you're free means nothing, she's free anyway. Because that doesn't free her, right? That's not a lashon of cheres. How about amalal ishaat atzmacha? Is that considered a lashon of get or not? Mao the gamri kamerlo alum lacha kamerlo. Does he mean divorce, or does he just mean you can earn your own living? Amal Rabbi the Lurashi tosh him out. Then gufa should get chikur about tcher not atzmacha. Ma avdu the kadalei gufa. Marachin ever that you own the body. Kamali Hayat Latzmacha Kani. Gufa, he gets his whole body. He should like Hana Gufa the Kochka. So Hayat Latzmacha is a total release. Amalai Ravina Ravash, Amalai Ravavdi Ainli Aisigvach. I want nothing to do with you. Mao. Amalai Ravash, I have nothing to do with you. Amalai Ravchana Ravash, Amalai Ravchana Makasana Ravash, Tashma. Tanya, we learned Amalai Ravdi Levikacham Yatul Echeris. You sell it ever to a guy, he goes free, if he can. Meaning you have no right to be mishabed him. You have to redeem him, but you can't keep him. The Tzarek get chichur merabbi rishon, and you have to write a star chichur to get off the Kenyan iser to allow him to marry a Jewish girl, and the rest. Amar Shimon Gamliel, the mentor, Amar Shloi Kassav Avaynai. That's if you didn't write a contract. Amar Kassav Avaynai, but when you wrote a contract, when you sold him, Zel Shechuroi, in the contract lies his freedom. Ma Avaynai, what does it say in the Avaynai? Amar Rav Shaitis, the Kassav Avaynai, Shetivrach Mimenu, you run away from your new owner, I have nothing to do with you. That is freedom. So we see, Ein li eitzigbach is a good lashon of freedom. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon hold that non-clear is good enough, because Hariat Mutaris Lechaladam, figure out this is the way she's becoming Mutar. Rabbanon Sarv, Rabbi Avagav Lechasla Vedain, Mukha Kamil said still enough of a proof. The Baha'i Gita Kamagaris, whether he means to divorce her with this get. If you're sorry, Daisha Mechikos, what happened to you, Daisha? Time to Kasla Vedain, the Mukha Kamil said the Baha'i Gita Kamagaris. It's only because he wrote Vedain that shows me he's being Megarisha with this get. Lechasla Vedain, I'm Rabbi Debura Garsha. We say he's being Megarisha with words. We start a Raya Ba'almahu. And the star is just a proof. And that's not good enough because the star creates the divorce. I'm Rabbi, I'm on the cusp of Gita Lelichta Vedin. He has to spell it right because Vedin makes it sound, I am obligated. It's not true. The Mashma Vedin, El Vedin. Lelichta Vigaris with a Yud because that means roof. The Mashma Igaris. El Igaris, a scroll, a letter. Lelichta Limahach, the Mashma Limahach, you will be to me. Make sure the hay comes out good, because the mashma tichucha, that's mashma joke. The sehevya, the siyatzul, plus the plus yudin. Those words should have three yudin, which make it subjective to her, rather than a general statement about women. The mashma tehevya, the siyatzul, because without three yudin, it would mean women can be and can do whatever they want, but not going to her. But lurka levav the terechon, to make sure the vav of terichin is longer than the vav of the shvukin. The mashma terichin ushvikin, because without the vav, it would mean grusha za'alma. Some women are divorced, not you. Again, it's to specify her. Melurcha levav the kedum, the mashma ukedi. The kedum means, what was the English now? Kedi would mean nothing. Melurcha isnasa, the mashma lo isnasa, because you might separate the aleph from the yud, and it'll read Loy is Nasva, Ella Lehis Nasva, to be able to get married. Ibailu, Bainu Vedain, Allah Bainu Vedain. Halacha Lamaita, do we pass Kamar Kabi Huda, like Rabbonim? Toshima, Iski Rabbi Begite, Echponanya, Paranya, so and so, the son of so and so, Patu Vitarech, Las Felice Insei, is divorcing so and so, his wife, Tabs Intese, Mikadda, she was his wife beforehand, Yoimitanan of Allah, from today and on. Doesn't say Vedain, so we see it only Vedain. You see the rest of the get? You need it anyway. Rabbi was just trying to cover some problems, but he wasn't trying to tell you everything in the get. Right? By writing Miyayim Vedanan, you don't want to rely on Rabbi Yaisi who says this man is good enough. You want to write Miyayim Vedanan. But you want to stress the fact this is not a temporary divorce. Even though there's no such thing as temporary divorce, but you want to make sure nobody makes that mistake. The Avdi, in the selling of slaves, Avdi on this Evet, Mutzdik L'Avdi, is prepared for his paskin that he works, upater, and he's removed, utter, and he is far removed. Min charuri from freedom, and min luli from any libels, and min haruri malkosan from any conviction from the king and the queen. The Russian, the inner Yisrael lawyer, doesn't carry the simon of any other ownership. He's free from all mum, and from the shkin that will come out in the next 2 years. Chad has ra'atak, either new or old. Mayasu say, what is the refu of the shchin that disappears and is latent and comes back within 2 years? Rabbi, a gimbara, which is ginger, or mersicha, which is the sediment of silver, the kavrisa and sulfur, the cholud, the chamra, and wine vinegar, mishka, the zeitz, and olive oil. The nitvik is,
white nev.
The chiyura, the shayfele, the gatz, the aza, and you smear it with a feather made out of a goose. Shloish, the gittin, psulam, and this is havlat kasher. Three gittin are possible, but they're only possible rabbinically, and it doesn't make mamzeris. Even according to our mayor, who says, this is not a mamzer, because the Gemara entertains that it might be a mayor. It might be a third Tana. It's not clear in the Gemara. The Gemara offers that it might be a mayor. It's definitely not Rabbi Elazar, because he argues at the end of the Mishnah. So it's either a mayor or a third Tana. Rashi leaves it up in the air. The Gemara entertains that it could be a mayor. Yes, one is custom Ksav Yadav Ein Alavaydim. His handwriting is considered a signature biblically, because all signatures do is testify that the husband wanted to get, and they validate it. that he wanted to get. Well, the guy's own handwriting validates it just as well. Yes, all the way to main by Zman. Yes, by Zman, main by El Erechad. And this is Machlekes in the Gemara. Did the cipher write it with an Eid Echad? Or did the husband write it with an Eid Echad? If the husband write it with an Eid Echad, it would be a Chiddush that even though he has an Eid Echad supporting him, it's still not good enough for Chatchila. And if the cipher wrote it, it's to tell me that biblically the cipher counts as the second Eid. Harayelu Shleishi Gittim Sulam Vim Nisus Avlad Kasher. Because Edom is Tirakarsi, they create the validity of the get. And you can collect from the Chasim Shabbatim the Ksuba, or by other Staris. That's what the Gemara speaks out. The purpose of witness signing is to be able to validate it at a later date. Are there no more than three Gittin that are Puzzle, but if they marry the kids of Kasher, they could get Yashim? That the Gemara Hakel Hasam Leiseitze Hakel Teitze. There we don't break up the marriage. Here we break up the marriage. That's why the Mandava Hakel Teitze. And the Mandava Hakel Leiteitze, which is Machlekes Rav and Levi said we don't break up the marriage. Ma'ikel Meimar. That the Gemara Hasam Tzarasa Lachatchil Hakel Diavad. Which was the Machlekes there. One Mandava said to get Yashin, you can even let her get married once she gets it. And one Mandava said she shouldn't get married, but if she does, we don't break it up. Now, if you learn over there that we don't let her get married, you have to learn over here, Teitzei, because this is not listed in the Mishnah. If you learn over there, we let her get married, so you can learn over here, Loi Teitzei. You can get Kareach, a bald get, with get Mekusher with bald folds. They just said it's possible. Hasam Teitzei, Hakul Loi Teitzei. According to my number, it says, what are you going to do? The Mekusha like a Mari, you're right, it could have been here, but we didn't want to talk about a get Mekusha. Make you Shalom Malchus. There's a case of Shalom Malchus, which is a Mamzer according to a mayor, and according to Rabbanan, it's Pasu. Hasun Tate, Akhaloi Tate, Honeycomandamaka Tate, Mazamma Tate, Samarikalamayma. So Mukum look at Rameyer, Enochinami, that kind of would have to say, that it's going like Rameyer, that man the Yomar would have to say, it's going like Rameyer, Bahasim Avlad Mamzer, Hachav Avlad Kasher. Frekti Gemar Myana, the Reish Lemutim Mai Myana, the Sefer Lemutim Mai. Twice it says in the Mishnah numbers, we know how to count. Why did the Mishnah write three and then three again? The Gemar Myana, the Reish Lemutim Hanid Yamaran, to exclude the three we didn't list, get Yashin Kareach and Shalom Malchus. Myana, the Sefer Lemutim Hanid Tanya. Maybe get Medina say I'm not snub over for nechtum for nechtum. Yaitzi Rav Mamzer Diver Rameyer. Rameyer says there it's a Mamzer. It's not in our Mishnah where it's not a Mamzer. The Chumim in a Rav Mamzer. The Chumim says it's not a Mamzer. Ketzid Yas, according to both of them, how could you correct once you gave her to get? And the Shliach did not say before the nechtum for the nechtum. If let her men of Yas meet none of the Nishnayim, take it back, give it to her again before two people ate him. The Yaima before the nechtum before the nechtum. It's his handwriting. What do I care who wrote it? There's two Adam. There's man and no one aid. Because we're afraid that the husband did not want the cipher to sign. And because of embarrassment, the Shliach told the cipher to sign. So therefore, Ksav cipher of the aid would be puzzle of that fear. Whereas Ksav Yad of the husband and the aid is good. And the Chiddush is that L'chatchila we don't let her get married. Now, I had a Mishnah later on says Ksav cipher of the aid kasher. Rav learns it means Chasam cipher. I'm sorry. I might have said the opposite way. Yeah, Rav learns there it's some cipher. That's kosher, Adarabba, that we're not afraid that nobody would sign. Right, because Rav holds that nobody would sign unless they hear it directly from the husband. Whereas Ksav cipher is not a testimony. That's what Rav holds. I made a mistake. I said Rav holds we're afraid of him signing. No. Rav says Ksav cipher is no good because he's not testifying. Whereas some cipher is good, because Rav learns that you cannot, he won't sign until he hears it directly from the husband. So there's no fear. Shmuel Amar Filik Sav Sefer Ve'ed is kosher. Shashinino Sav Sefer Ve'ed kosher. The writing of the cipher is considered a testimony. Frek the Gemara. And for what's Rav's answer? Me dummy. Hasim Tanas Nechatchilo. How could the Eved? According to Rav asks on Shmuel, there it says it's kosher. According to you, why over here is it only the Eved? Shmuel Lekasha, but Sefer the Mubik, but Sefer the Loi Mubik. By Sefer Mubik, we consider Lechatchilo he can get married. By Sefer She'ein the Mubik, then we don't allow it Lechatchilo. B'chinam Rav Yechanan said that it's talking about that it's like Rav, that it is Ksav Yodai. I'm there of Elazar Yeshua of Edom. He's saying it's going on the middle case. It's going on the last case. Zimnan Amar Rav Tete. Sometimes Rav said Tete. I'm sorry?
The case of the Mishnah where we see Ksav Yodai, we say it's Ksav of the Sefer, what's the din there?
I'm sorry? Ksav Sefer of Aid?
Ksav Sefer of Aid. No. Where he says with the Yesh.
Okay, but yeah, I'm sorry. Yeshua Isman Ve'in
Boy Ela Edom. Isn't that what we're talking about? He's
saying
it's the middle case.
No, the middle case has two Edom. You don't need anything else. It's the last case. And then the Gemara says, oh, yes, Ela Edom. We don't need anything else. Who cares who wrote it?
So who is it?
Ela Seifa.
That's the case that we're
correct.
We're, so now, what does Shmuel hold is going by? What kind of a cipher? He says it's Ksav Yodai of the cipher there?
Yeah.
What kind of cipher?
Not Mubik.
The Mishnah is not talking about a non Mubik.
Yeah, because the next Mishnah will say that's Kosher L'Chatchila and that's by Mubik.
Okay.
Don't think about that. Zimnan Amarav Tetzei, Zimnan Amarav Leitetzei. The times the Rav said we break up the marriage in these three cases, and times the Rav said we don't. Okay, Tegesh Lebanim Leitetze, and Lebanim Tetze. Masav Vazutra Batuvia, the Kulin Shaybem Suffolk Kedushin or Suffolk Gerishin. Harei Luchot is Lemis Yabba. This is a Mishnah Yavamas. Any guy married an Erva. Either it's a Suffolk if he married her, or it's a Suffolk he divorced her. But the Tzara became a Suffolk Tzara's Erva. And now he died without kids. So the brother can't do Yibum because she might not be a Tzara's Erva, and then he can't do Yibum because she might be a Tzara's Erva. And if she's a Tzara's Erva, he's not allowed to marry her. It's his brother's wife. And she might be Chayav a Yibum because she might not be a Tzara's Erva. So he has to do Chalitza and no Yibum. That's the case. Okay, that's Tzara Kedushin, Tzara Kedushin, Tzara Karvla, Tzara Karvla. A guy threw his brother's daughter, a Kedushin, but we don't know if he ever married her. That's Safek Kedushin. Safek Gerushin is the three cases in our Mishnah. Kasim Ksav Yodai Ben Alavedim, Yeshua Ben Rizman, Yeshua Zman 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 Ben Rizman, if we're not going to break up a marriage, according to Rav, if they have children, so people are going to say, listen, down the block there's this lady that got married with this kind of a get, and we let her stay married. So why in the world shouldn't we do Yibum? It's obviously a good get, right? They'll confuse two cases. They'll confuse the case of the Suffolk Tzara's Erva with the case of the woman down the block that used this get to get married, had children, and Rav said, don't break up the marriage. That means it's a good get. So if it's a good get, why don't you do Yibum to this Tzara? She's not a Tzara's Erva. It was a good get. Teretz is, rabbinically, we're Machmer here, we're not Machmer there. But people will get confused. And if it happens, it happens. There's nothing wrong. Because biblically, Shitaki is eligible for Yibum. It's a fear of Drabbanon. Worst case scenario, you'll violate a Drabbanon, which might happen, which might not happen. Levi Amr Lailam Laitse, Vikhadam Rabbiakim Lailam Laitse, Vikhadam Rabbiakim Labinikim Rabbata, Dimin, whatever it is, Huna, Hakiam Rabbukim Lailam Laitse, and he also said, the Karta Shiba Amr, this bug in the pile of grain, Eina Perselas Vemechatas, it sucks the water, it doesn't swallow it and spit it out. Sucked the Gemara, my Kartas, I'm Rabbi, it did this as a kind of fly, the Baini, Kipi, between the bundles of grain. Sucked the Gemara, Master of the Yobar of Tina, Kol Aifas, Sula Paisla Vemechatas, Chutzman Hayoinim, it's only the dove that doesn't swallow and spit out. doesn't take it into the mouth. The missing nisni chutz me'yayin is a karchis. So the Gemara lipstick it later. Gdaila le pasul v'ktana pasul. Gdaila doesn't pasul, but a small karchis does take it into the mouth. That kama, what is considered small? Amar Rabbim b'tayim Rabbam yad k'zayis. Till k'zayis. Once it's k'zayis, it's considered big. Rablazarim avapi. That ate him a seerah is good enough. Amr Rav Yudim Rav Alachar Blaz Begitin Kamitzakad Nishmu Amr Rav Bishtaris. That Gemara Rav Sar Bishtaris Lois. He holds Rav Blaz that didn't say Bishtaris. So Tani didn't it say the Gaiva Minchasim Shabadim, which talks about Shtaris. You can use this from Bani. That the Gemara Rav Blaz Atarti. He talk said it in both cases. Amr Rav Sar Bekvasi Bechad Apologale Bechad. Okay, Rav Yaakov Eid Rav Shul Malibi Alachar Blaz Begitin. Biyanei Amr Avil Reich Haget Eibay. Not even passing to Kahuna. Back to Gemara, Rabbi Yana, Leslie, or Blazer, but he doesn't pass an Eidah Mesira Karsi. How he come? The Rabbanon, who need Eidah Chasimba, without Eidah Chasimba, for the Reich Hagat Eibay, it's nothing. The Chaynam, Rabbi Yaitim, Bechalina, Meshlagas, Halachar, Blazer, Begitin, Rabbi Yechanam, for the Reich Hagat Eibay. Lame Rabbi Yechan, Leslie, or Blazer, he doesn't pass an Eidah Mesira Karsi. How he come? The Rabbanon, for the Reich Hagat Eibay. So, Rabbi Rabbi Barzav, the Lamori, Barmar, Boy, my name, Ravuna, Esk, Ravuna, Halachar, Blazer, Begitin, Ain Halachar. Adahaki Naknavshi Ravuna Ravuna passed away. Amalei Rabbi Beidah, Haki Am Rabbi Mishmei the Rava, Mishmei the Rav, Halacha Krablazi Begitin. Rabbi Seinu, Habakiyim Bedav Ravar Halacha, Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, and also Rabbi Chama Bar Guyu, who's Rabbi Seinu said in the name of Rav, Halacha Krablazi Begitin. Am Rabbi Chama Bar Guyu, Am Rav, Halacha Krablazi Begitin. Ikud Yami Vachavareinu, Habakiyim Bedav Halacha, Vitalmidei Rabbeinu, Mishum Rabbeinu, Amru, Halacha Krablazi Begitin, that he didn't hear it from Rav Chama, Amr Rav Chizda, Amr Rav Chama Begui, Marav, Halacha Krablazi Begitin, Chena Gosa, Rav Lablazi, Marav, Halacha Krablazi Begitin. Mitzvah tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.